What are your thoughts after that 90 minutes?
I think bitterly disappointed with the final result. Obviously, we started the game very poorly, lost a goal very early on. Then after the 10 men, you know, we got a wee bit erratic at times, but I felt the start of the second half, you know, we started to control the game and understand the situation, playing against 10 men better. Get myself in a good position with a terrific equaliser for Ross Cunningham, really good goal. And I felt we were the team on the ascendancy then, which we should be with 10 men against 10 men. But we made two really poor decisions defensively for both goals, both from set plays. And, you know, we've given away far too many of those type of goals over the course of the season, either from free kicks, corners or penalties, far too many. And basically the opposition don't have to work hard in those type of situations. You'd gift them the points. And I think that's what we've done today. We gifted Kilty the points. They've got good experience. They've got some good players in key areas. But at 1-1, you know, we should be more switched on and, you know, make sure that at the very least that's how the score finishes.
16 points off 8th place now, 16 to play. Is it realistically just trying to get to 9th place now and stay up?
Oh, to be perfectly honest with you, I mean, I don't think it was that, you know, I think the difference, the points differential has always been huge between us and the next team, you know. Obviously it's increased over the last couple of weeks, but it's always been, you know, we would have always been a mammoth task anyway to catch the team above you. My only objective was to see whether we can improve the team, you know, on a weekly basis, and to see if we can get as many points as we possibly can come the end of the season. That's the simple objective at this moment in time, and we have to improve, you know. I think, again, there was some positives from the game today in terms of some of the performances, the attitude of the players, was, you know, the work ethic was there, as it's been for the vast, vast majority of time. But the lapses of concentration continue to hurt us. And again, two lapses today causes the game.
Have you seen Ross Cunningham return from injury?
Delighted. Obviously, Ross, we brought one at half-time. Wasn't sure. I was in two minds about to try and throw him on, but we've got a game on Tuesday as well and then a game next Saturday. So, you know, we don't have the you know, too many options in the front area. So I felt it was better to try, and I was maybe hoping maybe the last 20 minutes, but I felt it was important to bring one at half-time with us having a one-man advantage. And that side of it was again positive. I thought him and Jordan done well together. Jordan's unlucky again, hits on the side of the bar, it's a fraction out. I thought his work ethic was terrific. So as I said, there were some good things in the game today. But as I said, it's same old situation where lapses of concentration is ultimately we've paid the price for that.
How do you approach Tuesday's tie? Is that a chance to bring some players in the fringes in recent weeks, or is it?
Well, no, really. As I said before, yeah, I mean, listen, we have to try and keep the team as fresh as we can, but ultimately we still want to try and win the game. We're up against a team from a higher level. I know they have, I mean, maybe not, you know, a huge amount of confidence at this moment in time. I don't really know. They might be fine, but, you know, they've not had a brilliant run of results, but neither have we. So, you know, from our point of view, we have to try and you know, put on a performance and try and give ourselves an opportunity to get to the next round. So, yeah, there'll be one or two changes, but I don't think there'll be wholesale changes, that for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks.